That was the context, Near Eastern and Egyptian, in which our story found its beginning. And as we continue in our next lecture, we'll focus closely on the people who found themselves between Mesopotamia and Egypt, the ancient Hebrews.
After listening to Lecture 1, a student posed this question to Professor Schutt. What did the three cultures, the Greeks, the Romans, and the Jews, contribute to Western civilization that makes them more worthy of study than, for example, the culture of the Sumerians, Assyrians, or the Egyptians? Let's listen to the professor's response.
That's a great question, and not an easy question. Those civilizations, all of them, I particularly admire the civilization of Persia under Cyrus and Darius. They all have lots and lots to recommend them, and Persia in particular, and Egypt in particular, they did, in fact, though to a lesser degree, influence Western culture. But one answer, I think, is this, and it goes back mainly to the Greeks, that systematic rationality works, especially in the form of applied technology, but in terms of medicine, military tactics, everything. You can see it in the world now. People can take or leave other aspects of Western culture, but when it comes to Western technology and Western science, everybody's a believer, and everybody wants it. Using it in their way for their ends, sure, but they use it. That is a legacy which, to some degree, I would argue, transcends cultural constraints, and it has shaped Western culture all along. Another matter is that all of the societies that you referred to, Sumer and Assyria and Persia and Egypt and so on, were top-down organizations. They were run by the pharaoh and the priests, by the king and the priests, whomever. A decentered model, what you might call a marketplace of ideas and approaches, is by the nature of the case going to be more productive. It is in the long run going to come up with better solutions than any top-down system. It's a structural matter as much as anything else, because however much wisdom the person at the top may enjoy, the community as a whole has more wisdom, has more answers. And providing an arena in which those answers can compete and the strongest one emerge is going to give you better answers. That kind of arena, to varying degrees at varying times, has been characteristic of Western civilization since certainly the time of Athens, which is to say the 5th century, the 400s BCE, if not indeed before. It does vary from place to place and time to time, though. Maritime powers, commercial powers, tend to embody that spirit more than others. Holland in the 1600s, England, us now, Athens more than Sparta. But in general, it's been characteristic of Western culture, insofar as you can distinguish Western culture from other cultures all along.
This ends Lecture 1.